Wikipedia.
Today is Wednesday, March 5th, 2025. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Leroy Chollet. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to another episode of Wikipedia, the show where we embark on intellectual journeys through the pages of Wikipedia. I'm your host, Alloy. Today, we're diving into the fascinating life and legacy of an athlete whose name may not be emblazoned in the mainstream annals of basketball history, yet his contributions to the game are undeniably impactful. I'm talking about none other than Leroy Chollet. Leroy Chollet may not be a household name today, but his story offers a remarkable lens into the early days of professional basketball, as well as the broader cultural context of the mid-20th century. For those familiar with the game, it's a chance to discover how pioneers like Chollet contributed to the evolution of basketball into the global phenomenon it is today. Leroy Chollet, born on March 5, 1926, in New Orleans, Louisiana, was an American basketball player whose professional career spanned the late 1940s and early 1950s, a period of significant transformation in the sport. This was a time when the NBA was evolving, concocting its identity, and finding its place in American culture. Chollet's contribution during this era could be considered a building block in the tapestry of basketball history. Educated at Canisius College in Buffalo, New York, Chollet became a standout player for the Canisius Golden Griffins. His college career was marked by notable performances, earning him recognition and setting the stage for his transition to professional basketball. How many of you can relate to someone who excelled in college sports and turned that foundation into a professional career? It's a classic narrative of determination, talent, and ambition. Now let's talk about the New York Knicks. Yes, those New York Knicks, the same team that has been foundational in the NBA. Leroy Chollet was a forward for the Knicks during the 1949-1950 season. At 6'3" tall, Chollet was versatile and well-regarded for his abilities on the court, contributing not just in the game statistics, but also in bringing a certain flair and competitional edge. Imagine playing in venues like Madison Square Garden during such a pivotal time for the league. Despite the brevity of his professional career, Chollet's time with the Knicks and later the original Syracuse Nationals in the Eastern Professional Basketball League highlights the fluid nature of basketball careers in that era. It was a time when the league and players were still finding themselves, paving the way for future generations. Careers were often shorter, with players sometimes transitioning into other fields swiftly. This leads us to a bigger question. How many professional sports careers do you know that transition quickly into different fields? Chollet, for instance, after his time with basketball, ventured into various roles, which reflects a fascinating aspect of post-war American life, where former athletes took their leadership, teamwork skills, and sometimes even their celebrity into new ventures. It's a testament to adaptability and continuous growth. Unfortunately, Leroy Chollet passed away relatively young, at the age of 61 in 1987, yet his legacy in the basketball community remains. It's one of those unheralded legacies that contribute significantly to the game without necessarily being front and center. Chollet represents countless athletes who have played their part in shaping sports, but haven't necessarily been highlighted like the stars usually are. As we reflect on Chollet's career, it prompts an interesting thought. How do we measure the impact of athletes who may not have had lengthy careers or garnered widespread fame, yet laid down critical groundwork? They might not be enshrined in the halls of fame, but they are key contributors to sports history. Perhaps their influence lies in forming the foundational talent pool, evolving game strategies, or serving as mentors to emerging stars. Before we wrap up, here's something to ponder. In your own experiences, how do you recognize and celebrate foundational figures in your life or field? Be it in sports, technology, or any sector, what do you see as their lasting legacy? And how can acknowledging their contributions enrich our understanding of history and progress? As we celebrate the stories of lesser-known athletes like Leroy Cholet, we widen our understanding of historical narratives, appreciating the contributions that every individual, no matter how small their public recognition might be, makes to the grand tapestry of our shared history. Thank you for joining me on this journey into the life of Leroy Cholet. If this story resonated with you, I encourage you to explore further and maybe take a deep dive into how athletes have historically shaped more than the games they played. Remember, every player, every person leaves an imprint on their field and on history. Until next time, keep curious, keep exploring, and most importantly, keep seeking the stories that form the backbone of our world. This is Aloy signing off from Wikipedia. Take care.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Leroy Cholet. Thanks for listening. See you next time.